New York City continues to lose good jobs amid migrant flood. By Warner Todd Houston on March 30, 2026. New York City's job growth has stalled for 6 years, despite many welfare workers getting hired to support its massive inflow of needy migrants. The statistics, compiled by New York Comptroller Mark Levine, looked at the employment numbers from August of 2024 to August of the following year and found every category but one either mostly flat or at a loss. The only industry showing wide growth is the health and social assistance sector. These numbers are extraordinary. NYC has lost jobs in almost every sector for the last 6 years except health and social assistance, which is essentially old people putting their relatives on Medicaid's payroll. pic.twitter.com/2gdjqq7su. Augustus Melmott, et Enrique Diaz Alva, March 29, 2026. Another study of city government also found a steep rise in employment, with government employees going from 303,176 in 2023 to 306,248 the following year. But the latest numbers from the comptroller show only a small increase in New York City government employees since then. The city of Chicago is also experiencing a prolonged downturn in job outlook. Early in the year, the Windy City had suffered its worst employment climate since 2009 and was in the midst of its 25th month of business decline. But the next reporting period found a very modest rise for the first time in years, the Illinois Policy Institute reported. However, the small rise was not as significant as it would seem. The area's unemployment rate was 4.5% in December, above the 4.3% national rate. The area's rate was 4.1% in September. Chicago's unemployment has lagged the national average since December 2019, when the area's rate of 3.0% was below the national rate of 3.6%, the Institute added. Worse, almost all the job gains were in government, which adds no value whatever to the economy or the business outlook. Similar calamities are occurring among most blue state cities. Boston, for instance, has suffered a serious outflowing of rising, young, middle-class residents who are moving out of state, or at least out of Boston, to find opportunities elsewhere. According to podcaster Mike Urban, 7,500 residents between the ages of 26 to 35 left Boston in 2023 alone. Urban added that the outflux of residents is 5 times more than a decade ago. Massachusetts is losing young professionals, 26 to 35, at an alarming rate. Over 7,500 net filers left in 2023 alone, more than 5x the loss a decade ago. It's not about dodging taxes, it's about the math on building a life here with sky-high housing and rent costs. pic.twitter.com/foeruco. Mike Urban, at Agent Urban, March 28, 2026. Meanwhile, Boston in particular and Massachusetts in general has suffered a 5-year streak of job loss, according to Boston.com. Federal data analyzed by the Pioneer Institute shows Massachusetts is one of only 4 states, plus the District of Columbia, that have fewer private sector jobs today than before the pandemic, the site reported. As of March 2025, the state's private workforce was 0.74% smaller than in January 2020, losing about 24,000 private sector jobs in that time. Only Vermont, Hawaii, and D.C. saw bigger drops, the report added. Democrats have imagined that replacing fleeing earners is a simple task of just importing nearly indigent migrants, whether legal or illegal ones. But economist Michael Lind has called the Democrats' plan to chase out productive citizens and replace them with uneducated, low-paid migrants a Ponzi scheme. An international migration Ponzi scheme is the only thing that averts a demographic doom loop for cities like New York and San Francisco, as Americans flee the Democrats' huge and badly run cities, Lind wrote in the September 26 article for Compact magazine. It is time for the euthanasia of the immigration-addicted city by, among other things, stopping the urban immigration Ponzi scheme, he said. Democratic mayors pretend to oppose the unpopular migration while calling for more migrants and more federal funds to help replace the Americans who leave the corrupt, expensive, and badly run cities, Lind added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.